Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity. And this episode, I'm very excited for because it's been requested in a way by you guys. And you know what? It really has, actually, more than once. I'm going to talk about, like, recently how what kind of sparked my idea for this. But also whenever I bring up the topic of independence, how I've really found my personal independence, learning to enjoy my own company, I always get questions about it. I think maybe because people that follow me relate in struggling with that, either currently or in the past, and they want tips, or just kind of, like, interesting now, like, why was it that you struggled with your independence before? Why couldn't you be alone? Why couldn't you do things on your own? And now you can. So yeah, I'm just, like, really excited for this episode to be able to chat about all this because it really has, like, transformed my life. That sounds dramatic, but it really has, because I will explain to you how debilitating it was not being able to spend any time on my own, because quite literally, I couldn't. I would just be an anxious mess. I don't know. It's so sad that that is the way that it was, but I guess in a way it makes me appreciate my independence these days even more. This is actually perfect timing since I just spent the last 3 days here in my apartment, like, fully alone because Max is away for hockey. I saw my neighbors, you know, FaceTime my sister, but that's about it. And I feel like those little social interactions matter that much more. And for someone that's extremely extroverted like myself, like, chatting with a couple of my neighbors yesterday while Brody was playing with their dogs really just kind of, like, filled up my social battery, which is nice that I have that as an option. And in a way, like, back during COVID is when I really realized how, like, I've always known I'm such an extroverted person, but, like, it's when I really noticed, like, these little moments of, like, chatting with neighbors, chatting with the mailman, chatting with workers at a store. It was, like, a realization of, like, wow, that was really nice. And that kind of sounds sad. It's, like, that's how little I can interact with other human beings at times. But I also think it's, like, really sweet and kind of, like, romanticizing your everyday life, which I'll talk about too, and just, like, peaceful to take joy in little conversations with people, even if it's small talk. Like, I don't know, I'll take it, because if I'm not, you know, seeing friends and family and Max and stuff in person, it's like just recognizing that you still have other people around you. I don't know, just makes me feel better, feel less alone, has worked, has helped me with my independence, you know. But I was so certain, like, I kept thinking about talking all about independence for an episode idea, and I'm like, I feel like I've talked about this before, but I feel like it's only been, like, briefly mentioned in a couple episodes where maybe I talk about other things, or I saw an episode, it was spring of 2021, which, by the way, I cannot believe that that was not last year. Like, my brain is so confused. I keep writing 2022 as the date on everything, and then I cross it off, and I'm like, no, it's 2023. Like, my brain just can't wrap around the fact that it's, like, last year was 2022, and 2 years ago was 2021. Like, what? In 2020? That's so weird to me. Quarantine 2020 feels like yesterday, so, but also so long ago. I don't know. Anyway, spring of 2021, I guess that was a while ago now, I had an episode all about independence in a relationship and maintaining that, but I decided that we needed, like, a dedicated one all about my journey of finding my independence, tips on how you can find yours, and also just learning how to simply enjoy your own company, because all of these things were at one point very challenging for me. So recently on Instagram, what really sparked this, what I was saying is, this is what it was. I had a question box and I had people write in their goals for 2023. And I just thought that it was, like, really inspiring. And I was in my season of writing out my goals for 2023. And I thought we could, like, inspire each other, what have you. So I posted one of them. I think someone said their goal was maybe to work on their independence, and I wrote on my Instagram that finding my independence has changed my life for the better, that I can now enjoy my own company. And I got so many replies, which really made me be like, okay, I need to make an episode all about this. And I just really want to help those of you that struggle with this, because I did for so long. So let's just jump on into the context, okay? We're like getting right on into the episode today. No chit chat, maybe we'll chit chat later, but like, this is like, we're jumping right in, okay? I grew up never spending a second alone. Like, this is all realized. This is something I didn't realize, like, elementary school, high school, college. In all of that time, I never once thought to myself, Gretchen, you're not really good at spending time alone. You don't like being alone. Like, you are not good at being alone. Because that was just never the situation. That never happened. That was never an option. Like, I was never alone. And I think the majority of this has to do with the fact that I have a twin sister. So we were together in every season of life. Even when you go to a new school, oh, I have my twin sister. New grade, new class, got my twin sister. Go to college, oh, I brought my twin sister and my best friend, actually. Like, we were always together. And it's so funny how we turn out so different, because she has always been fiercely independent and our personality types are just very different. She's always been fine on her own. And I haven't, but I didn't realize it was a problem until later on, because I was just so used to always being surrounded by people. In college, there was times that I lived with 8 people. Again, never alone. I lived with my bestie, Taylor. Never alone. Lived with my sister. Never alone. Like, I always had roommates. You know, I was on the rowing team. So immediately in college, people feel really lonely. They don't know people yet. But I did. I had my twin sister and my best friend. And I was on a sports team. So I immediately had my little group, my team, and I just never, like, I literally can't think of a time in high school that I went and did something on my own. Like, why did I never have this realization? Maybe I would do little things here and there on my own, but, like, I was never really spending time with just me. Like, I was never alone with just my thoughts. And then after the sports team, after my rowing team experience, joined a sorority, then I really was never alone. Like, I would walk down campus, probably a little stressed that I was walking to class alone. Like, literally, guys, that's how bad it was. Looking back, like, if I had to walk to class alone, I would be kind of, like, stressed the whole way. Just, like, a little level of, like, anxiety of, like, oh, I'm alone. Like, I hate being alone right now. Like, I wish I just had, like, a friend walking with me. And I'm so sad for younger me that couldn't find joy in her own company, because now I do. But I just had to learn. Like, I just had to go through the journey of self-discovery and independence and all that, because I was just so not good at it. But yeah, by the time I joined a sorority, I mean, I was running into people on campus every day. I always had parties to go to. Like, I was surrounded by people I knew 24/7. Oh, I remember in college too, I wouldn't even go to the dining hall alone. Like, I would rather, like, skip lunch and, like, eat snacks on the go or, like, be starving, because I would not sit alone. Like, that is so sad for me. Like, I wish I could go back and be like, Gretchen, everything's fine. In all honesty, everyone's just thinking about themselves, caring about themselves. No one's even looking at you, like, eating alone. Like, whip out your book, like, study. Like, it would have been fine, but it was, like, so not good. But I just feel like in the moment too, I didn't even realize that it wasn't a good thing. I was just like, oh no, I don't want to go alone, so, like, I'm just not going to go. And it, like, wasn't a big deal. But now looking back, I'm like, that is so dumb. That is a big deal. Skipping a meal because you're going to be alone. Like, I've just always been so extroverted, so chatty. I'm sure you can tell that, like, being alone was not an option for me. And my personality type, in case you were wondering, I also have, like, a whole other episode, I believe, on personality types. Myers-Briggs personality types, that is. And I talked about my Enneagram. Gosh, I forget my Enneagram number. I want to say it's a 7, if that helps. And then my Myers-Briggs personality type is ENFP, which is extroverted, intuition, feeling, perception. I believe that's what that stands for. All I know is whenever I do the quiz, I'm like 100% extroverted, 0% introverted. But now, maybe as I get older and, like, find my independence, my answers could change. Maybe it would change a little bit. I probably have, like, some introverted tendencies now where I really do like spending moments alone. I like my evenings alone, like self-care, reading, cleaning, cooking. Like, I really enjoy those moments alone. But yeah, pretty much this all came to a front. This really became an issue. Became debilitating by the time I graduated college. And this is when I'm really like thrown into adulthood, right? I'm no longer like with friends and my sister around me at all times. But I actually still did live with my best friend from high school, Taylor, who also went to college with me. And then we got an apartment together. So we lived together and everything was good until it wasn't. And it made me realize it was an issue when she a couple months into us living together, she's going to like go home for the weekend and I was going to be there alone. And that was so not okay with me. I'm like, wait, what do you mean? You're just going to leave me here? She's like, yep, I'm going to go home. And I'm like, no. Like, I've never spent a weekend alone in my life. Nonetheless, like a day alone. Like, I've never spent like a night alone in an apartment, in a dorm, in a home. Like, I had never been alone. And I'm like, wait, this is so bad. Like, it made me so anxious. I probably tried to find every single way I could get out of it. Like, oh, I'll just go home too, or I'll go visit this friend. Like, honestly, thinking back, I would do that all the time in college. Like, if I was going to like be alone and my friends were going to go somewhere, I would just like go visit someone or go home. Like, it was so bad. So that's when I finally realized, like, right soon after post-grad life, living apartment with my friend, if she was ever gone, my roommate, Bestie Taylor, that's when I soon realized, like, this is an issue, Gretchen. Like, you have no independence. You feel so not okay on your own. You feel so anxious. Where is this coming from? Where do we go from here? How do we fix this, right? I had to recognize that a part of it was, like, I just couldn't be alone with my thoughts. I'm so, like, hyperactive and get overwhelmed really easily. And I just get so anxious at the thought of being alone. And especially when I was alone, like, I'd sit there and just be, like, it's almost like my brain is running a mile a minute. And, like, where do I start? And just, I don't know why, like, just having another person there is, like, comfort to me. Like, even if, like, I'm here alone recording my podcast right now with Brody, and Brody definitely helped with that as well, finding my independence. But, like, even knowing if Max was, like, in our room napping, if he was, like, in the garage, if he was, like, far away, just knowing that he was here would bring me, like, a level of comfort. Maybe some of you couldn't relate to that. But I think that was a part of what I realized is I'm, like, even, like, in our apartment with me and Taylor in Boston, like, we would be doing our separate things, doors closed in our own rooms, but just knowing she was there made me feel so much better. And it's like, I think this stemmed from being alone was just unfamiliar to me, right? Like, always having a twin sister, like, formed my entire opinion about my identity and life and what life was like, and just never being alone. Like, I had never been alone. So it didn't feel right. It didn't feel okay. And I do, you know, cut myself some slack, because if any of you have, like, twin siblings, you spend every waking moment together, like, being alone is, like the rug being pulled out from underneath of you. Like, maybe this sounds crazy to some of you, but, like, having a twin and then not having that twin around you 24/7 anymore, of course that's going to feel unfamiliar and weird, right? Like, oh, like, things like grocery shopping, like, going on a walk outside, like, shopping, clothing shopping alone, like, anything. I literally wrote my notes, you guys, bad, bad, bad. Like, just tremendous anxiety is what I would feel. Okay, this is so niche, but my entire TikTok for you page right now is how the price of eggs has gone way up. Has anyone noticed that? And it'll be serious, like, oh my gosh, inflation, or there's a shortage of eggs, which, by the way, I was grocery shopping today and my grocery store literally had a sign saying that, like, limiting 2 cartons max per customer, which feels like COVID times, or it'll just be people, like, making jokes about the price of eggs. Anyway, because of my TikTok, I definitely noticed how expensive eggs were today when I was grocery shopping. All this is to say that, especially in these expensive times, Upside makes it so easy to save, you guys. With Upside, I get cash back on every purchase, so I can keep making my avocado toast with eggs on top, just like I like, and go on Starbucks dates with Brody. Upside is an incredible app for everyone who buys gas, groceries, dines out, so probably all of you listening right now. The app is so easy to use, and I feel like I use it the most dining out, for gas, for groceries, etc. Like I said, to get started, download the free Upside app and use my promo code HAPPYHOUR to get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. Next, you'll just claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside, pay as usual with a credit card, debit card, and you follow the steps in the app and you'll get paid. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. So download the free Upside app, use promo code HAPPYHOUR to get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. That's an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas using promo code HAPPYHOUR. Now let's get back into the episode. I think of times back in college when I also would do, like, unknowingly would do anything in my power to just not spend time alone. Like, if I would come home to like do homework, like I would just go to a friend's and do homework there or like study with them. Or I just want to be like, if I'm going to be on my phone, like I'm just going to go hang out with Lisa and we're going to like lay next to each other and scroll on our phones. Like I just always had to be in the presence of someone else. And I feel like I had friends like that too. But man, I think where it really started with my independence journey was lots of self-reflection. And I think it came to, of course, like I said, me not being able to sit alone in my thoughts and enjoy my own company and like think and exist on my own. Like it sounds crazy, but seriously. And I think a part of it too, being alone, maybe made me be like honest with myself about how I'm feeling and like insecurities. And I felt like when I was with other people, I could distract myself. But then being alone was like, I had no choice but to confront how I was feeling, but it was like too scary and I didn't want to. And so I would just like distract myself by being around other people. I don't know if that makes sense, but I can think about things that like were insecurities of mine. And really, I mean, I guess what I'm getting at is independence came with a rude awakening of realizing how bad my self-talk was. I think that's maybe what was hard, the hardest hurdle to get over of spending time alone, is like me realizing that how I was like treating myself. I'm gonna like cry, this is sad, but like just thinking about regards to how I think about myself, about how I look, how I feel, like who I am as a person, I could distract myself being around other people. When I was alone, like I would feel that and I would feel really sad and really negative and I didn't like it. And it's like, that's how I felt when I was alone. So then I just didn't want to be alone. And so it took a lot of like, again, self-reflection and just tackling my fears of insecurities of, especially an insecurity of just being in public alone, like thinking like everyone's looking at me, everyone's thinking I look dumb or stupid or this is new for me or ugly or whatever it is, like, it's all going to be okay, right? Like just having that realization and like no one is really paying attention to you or looking at you. Maybe they are, but it doesn't matter. Like all that matters is what you think about yourself and your view of yourself, your image of yourself, your relationship with yourself. Your self-talk is so much more important than what anyone thinks. Anyway, like all that really matters at the end of the day is your relationship with you. And like everyone is just focused on them. When I realized that, I learned that like probably in college, like Gretchen, and I always say this, and I say it with a grain of salt, because it's like, people do care about you. Like, your friends and family, loved ones, so many people care about you. You are very important. But just know that I would say, in general, as a generalization, people care a lot less about you than you think they do. In the way of, like, criticizing or they're thinking negatively about you. Like, oh, I care what people think. Like, I don't want to do this, da, da, da. No one's thinking about you because they're just thinking about themselves. Like, everyone thinks about themselves. So that was kind of freeing and that helped me. But I guess slowly but surely I was able to start trying things alone, like doing things on my own. It was definitely an adjustment with growing pains, but like I had to figure it out. I was like, okay, Gretchen, you are now an adult. You have never spent a second alone with your thoughts, a weekend alone with yourself, trying to enjoy your own company. You've never like done something for just you, cooked dinner for just you. Like literally I would just like snack if I was on my own. Like it like was literally as extreme as I felt like I couldn't take care of myself when I was alone. This is so odd that I'm saying this, but this really was a thing. Like, I don't know why this was this way, but it's like, if I was alone, even in college with roommates, like if I was alone for like dinner, now that I'm reflecting, like I look back, like I would eat like a bowl of cereal and then just like lay in bed and watch YouTube. And like, why wasn't I taking care of myself? Why wasn't I like making dinner for myself? Like I would have made dinner if my sister was there. I would have made dinner for the two of us, or we would have made dinner together. We would have watched a show. But it's like, I physically couldn't do that on my own because I'm like, oh, it's just me. I'll just eat like old candy and like go to bed. And it's like, why was it a thought that I was having? It was starting to realize like my relationship with myself is important and I need to treat that as such I would as another like best friend or family member. Like how would I treat them and take care of them and cook for them? And you know what I mean? Like I would tell them to eat vegetables and eat three meals and do a workout and go to bed early and have clean, cozy sheets and make their environment comfy and like all these things, self-care, take care of themselves. But it's like, I couldn't do that for myself on my own. So I needed to do some growing up here. Like I'm really trying to think of where this fear of being alone, obviously it was unfamiliar, but it was like so scary to me, especially in public, to be alone. Maybe a part of it was like safety, right? Just like at a basic level of, I'm scared to be alone in public. What if someone kidnaps me? But I'm like, Gretchen, you need to get over this. You're an adult now. You're not a child. Like, I guess those fears always stuck with me. And I guess maybe people just like approaching me, or I mean, really, it probably is the fact that I didn't want people looking at me, thinking something of me, me assuming that people are judging me. But then if I was with other people, it's like they would distract me from that, right? And I would someone to talk to and someone to like to laugh with. And yeah, so it just took like a lot of self-growth of being like, Gretchen, you are okay on your own. Everything is going to be okay. Your relationship with yourself is so important. And at the end of the day, you have yourself, okay? This sounds scary, but it really has made me motivated to make sure that I'm someone that I like hanging out with, as weird as that sounds. Of course, you have your friends, your family, all the people that love and care about you, etc. But not to get like scary, but like nothing in life is guaranteed, right? You know what I'm getting at with that. So like really what you have at the end of the day is you. So you might as well focus on that relationship with yourself and make it a great one and really do all the self-care and all the self-love, because being able to enjoy your own company is very important and so helpful in adulthood, right? Like you will spend time alone. You need to be able to do that anyway. So you might as well enjoy it. This is getting into, now we're 20 minutes in. You guys know I always say like a happy quote, happy idea at, well, I'll say the beginning of each episode, because we're 20 minutes in, but in every episode, I like to say happy quote, happy idea, something I'm happy about, which I guess that's my idea for this episode, right? The idea that at the end of the day, all you have is you. Let me reiterate that, because if that is not reason enough to focus on your independence and your relationship with yourself, I don't know what is. Like these little things out here and there really made me focus on my relationship with myself and just start building it from there, because we started at rock bottom, I think, with just being so afraid to be alone, feeling very insecure, not being able to be alone with my thoughts, feeling really overwhelmed. Like I just had to build slowly upon that. And what I'm happy about this week is unrelated to this, but I'm actually very happy that I've stuck to my goal of doing TikTok this year. And I really have posted like every single day on TikTok. Just like side note, I digress. And if I've missed a day, like yesterday, I was like, oh my gosh, it's like after midnight. I'm just going to post the one I'm working on in the morning. So like if I miss one like that, then I'll post two today to like catch up, you know, but I will have like at least 365 TikToks by the end of this year. I'm so proud of myself. Well, knock on wood, I don't want to jinx it, but like I'm really going to try to stick to that. Okay, back to what I was saying though, about at the end of the day, what you have is you. I like this point because, again, it sounds scary, but like I said, it just motivated me to work on my relationship with myself. Like, am I speaking nicely to myself? Like, especially when you're alone, these things were in the forefront of my brain and just more apparent to me because I wasn't distracted around other people. Really, like, saying this all out and spelling this out loud, speaking it out loud, is making me realize, I guess, being around people 24/7 was, like, trying to distract me from things I was scared of confronting. Like, I hadn't realized that until I'm saying this in this episode right now. And it made me realize, do I do nice things for myself like I would for others and friends? Am I making my apartment really cozy to relax and self-care like I would with others? Like, I feel like I used to just leave my room a mess. I wouldn't take care of myself. I'd stay up so late. I'd sleep in really late. My dad used to say I was like a candle burning at both ends. I just wasn't taking care of myself. And so starting with self-care and taking care of myself, making sure that I was treating myself like someone I loved, really started to help me too, because it was like once I was taking care of myself, I could do those things alone and feel good in those moments. Okay, I feel like I always say this in episodes that are like really specific. I'm like, I feel like this could be a shorter one than it's not. I speak like over an hour. But this one I actually feel like could be a shorter episode. So like apologies, or maybe yay if you like a shorter one and don't want to listen to me ramble on. But I thought that this would be better to just be so concise on my context, how I've grown from there, and my tips moving forward. But yeah, step one is definitely self-reflection. If you struggle with spending time on your own and a sense of independence as your own autonomous person, self-reflection of why is this so hard for you can be helpful, because that's what I literally had to do. I had to think, why is this so hard for me? And for all the reasons I just mentioned in the last 20 minutes of this is unfamiliar, I've never spent a day alone ever. Maybe my self-talk could use some improvement, right? Maybe I could take care of myself a little bit more. Maybe safety concerns I have outgrown. I probably will not be kidnapped in public, but God knows, knock on wood, I should not be saying that nowadays. Like, the world is so scary. Like, be aware, be, you know what I mean? But it's like, Gretchen, like I was like 23 at the time, wait, 22 maybe? And 22 was when I really started on my little journey of independence. So getting into the specifics of how I started to enjoy my own company. You know, I didn't even put this in the notes, but like number one, I'm adding it. Brody. Okay. I need to say this because my dog really probably helped me like more than anything else. I'm like, it really was a band-aid for the problem because I'm actually not alone when I'm alone. I got my dog right here. No, I still feel very like empowered to do things on my own, but just getting Brody felt like that sense of like comfort, like I was saying, knowing that someone is here, that I'm just not alone. I'm so comforted by him. He's sleeping by my feet right now. I'm recording this, and maybe that's not a good thing because I'm still not totally alone. I don't know. But for me, you know what? I'll take the wins I can take, because before I couldn't be alone at all, and now I'm alone without humans. I guess I'm not alone because I have a dog. But you know what? I know if he was like at daycare today, I would be okay here. I would function just fine. I would be good. But just, if you struggle with independence, maybe step one, instead of being like totally alone, is like try being alone without humans, but with a dog, because they still give you love and joy. And starting my day and ending my day with him is like my most favorite thing. Really starting my day, I always make him cuddle with me in bed, and I pet him and I give him so much love, and I'm like, I love you, good morning, wake up, it's time to wake up. And it is like the best start to my day. And I mean, clearly makes me feel like I'm not alone, because I'm not. But do you guys know what I mean? I keep saying like I'm alone, but I'm not, because it's a dog, but it's not a human. So yeah, I think I give him a lot of credit for being able to spend time alone. And I always say, like, moving somewhere where I didn't know anyone before, somewhere where I never lived before, here in Pennsylvania, when I first moved here in 2020, like, I probably would have gone a little stir crazy without Brody, because he gave me routine, structure, someone to talk to, someone to hang out with, just like a sense of like companionship, right? When I couldn't see my friends and I didn't have friends here yet. So yes, I need to give him a lot of props in my journey of independence, because he's helped tremendously. And it's like, maybe if I was really on my own, I like wouldn't treat myself and go to Starbucks, but like I have Brody and I'm like, ooh, this will be so fun for the two of us. Like, we're going to go on a Starbucks day. I'm going to get him a puff cup, you know? So yeah, maybe that's only like, I'm trying to think of the phrase here. Maybe it's only like halfway to independence, like a stepping stone to independence being with a dog. But no, I've worked so much on myself and spending time on my own that I now know, even though when he's not here, when I really am here alone, like I am A-okay. So another thing that I think that started to help was romanticizing everyday things. Maybe this sounds like annoying to you to hear. Everyone is like, romanticize your everyday life. But really, that's started to help me and like get me excited to do things on my own. Things like, ooh, what am I going to wear today? Like, I want it to be something so cute that I love, and maybe I'll take a picture in it. And like, I'm so, like, that's just like a form of self-care and like self-love, right? Like being proud of the outfit that I pick out and feeling really good in it and like getting ready and feeling good just for me. Like, I had never done that before. I'm like, I can like do my skincare, maybe put on a little makeup, like do my hair a little bit, put on, like, usually for me what it looks like when I'm alone is like literally right now what I'm wearing. I'll put on like a cozy matching set. I'll do like Drunk Elephant face tanning drops. I brush my hair, maybe do some like hair products, skincare products, whatever. And I'm not going to like do full glam when I'm sitting here alone all day and not seeing everyone, but maybe I will like film a get ready with me TikTok and put on makeup if I'm bored and just for fun. And it's like, you just have to do things that make you feel good and make you feel happy and excited. And it's like just doing, staying in the routine of like getting ready, doing little things for myself makes me feel good about myself and makes me feel like I'm keeping promises to myself of continuing to take care of myself. And that's really how you build confidence. I've always talked about that in the past too. So all these things have kind of played together. Working out is so big. It, you know, takes up a part of my day when I'm spending the whole day alone and gets the endorphins going. And I get so excited that I'm choosing to do that for myself and putting my physical health, my mental health first. Like, I just get excited about all these things, right? Because why not? If you have to or are going to do these things anyway, you might as well get really excited about them and make it something that's so joyful. If it's like having a fun little special drink that you make in the morning, like just adding little things that make you feel excited. Going to get coffee, my meals, if I can romanticize that and make foods that are like my favorite foods. It's like literally before when I was alone, like I said, like I would just pick at random things here and there. And I'm like I would say to Max, even in our relationship, when I'm here alone, I would be like, oh, I'll just like make some like old noodles or rice in the pantry. And he's like, why don't you order takeout? Like when he's alone, like I just took a page from his book, because for maybe some of those of you that are like fiercely independent, you're probably not even listening to this episode, but it's like some people I know thrive on their own. Like they are going to treat themselves. They are going to watch their show. They're going to binge watch. They're going to like order takeout Thai food. It's like, I would never do those things by myself. I'm like, oh, this is the time that I'm alone, that I can catch up on all my cleaning, that I can like eat all the random things in the pantry. And it's like, why am I doing that? like do that if you want to, but it's just like, romanticizing my meals, romanticizing walking my dog. We're having a lovely day. The day is so good. Like my gratitude journal, all these things have helped so much with me spending time on my own. Reading, just filling my time, my right extra free time that I now have because I'm not spending quality time with others, with things that I like for me. I mean, that's really like the bottom line of it here. That's like the number one thing you need to take away from this. If you have a hard time spending time on your own, think of that time that you would be spending with other people. Oh, see, I just thought of something so good. That quality time that is taken away, spending time with other people because you're now alone, spend that quality time with yourself. Like, yeah, you need to just spend quality time with yourself. That's literally how I learned to spend time alone, is by doing all these things for me that make me feel good. Doing things that I would do with Max, but on my own. Like making my apartment really cozy, having a movie night on my own, going to get a coffee on my own. And it was really hard at first because it was just new to me, but slowly but surely got in the routine of it, got used to it, realized all that matters is me and my experience and how I feel, and no one else really cares. I know you guys already know how much I love taking my Athletic Greens every day, but you may not know why I actually started taking them years ago now. I first gave AG1 a try because I was looking for better gut health and digestion, increased energy, and immune system support were really my main goals. And I've been in such a good routine of taking it in the mornings for years now. Like I said, it really just feels like I'm doing something good for my body and covering my nutritional bases, if you will. Every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients of the highest quality that give me major benefits like the gut and immune support I mentioned, boosted energy, and even healthier looking hair, skin, and nails. I remember the first thing I noticed when I started taking AG1 was that very quickly improved my digestion and really gave me an energy boost. I mix mine with cold water every morning, and I really love the flavor. It tastes fresh and a little bit tropical, like pineapple. Bottom line is that it's such an easy habit to incorporate into your life that has an enormous benefit to your overall health and well-being, including other things like supporting better sleep quality, recovery, mental clarity, etc. It can be hard to know where to start with a supplement routine. I've been there feeling quite lost, and AG1 has really made that so much easier for me. They also have convenient little travel packs of AG1 that I bring when I'm traveling. These are lifesavers for me to support my health while I'm on the go. So if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/happyhour. That's athleticgreens.com/happyhour. Check it out. And other things that helped me be alone, is, like I said, appreciating chatting with like fitness instructors at my workout class. That makes me feel a whole lot less alone. It's still like socializing. Employees at stores, like chit-chatting with the Trader Joe's cashier, with my neighbors, like I said, FaceTiming my friends and family. I feel like now rarely I feel lonely when I am alone at my apartment because I just have so many things that I like to do on my own. And honestly, I really find it as a time to like catch up on things that I've been putting off or wanting to do. So that's like a really good idea too. When you're alone, it's like, okay, now you have to confront the closet that you wanted to clean out. I literally did that today. My second closet was overflowing. I'm like, I need to clean that out. If you're wondering, it's like my main closet, but then this one, it just fills with like junk. So like I always need to clean it out. Just taking the time for those things, cleaning your space, making yummy food. Again, FaceTiming if you actually are feeling lonely in that moment. I remember a day, maybe it was like early last year, where it hit me. I was like, wow, I really like my relationship with myself now. And I like spending time alone here at my apartment. I think I had cleaned my whole apartment. I lit candles. I put on my little twinkly lights. I self-tanned. I washed my hair. I did a hair mask. I blow-dried it. I was in self-tanner in like my black PJs and I curled up on the couch and like made a tea. And I was like, you know the TikTok sound? It's like, oh, how I love being a girl, or I love being a woman. I think woman is what it is. Oh, I'm like butchering it now. Do you guys know the one right now? Oh, how I love being a woman, or the joys of being a woman, whatever it is. Like that's how I felt. And I was like, wow, I've come such a long way. Just realizing that I had to like put in the effort to do things for myself when I was on my own made being alone enjoyable. And yeah, just all the self-care ever, getting to things that I hadn't had the time to do. Well, guess what? Now's your perfect opportunity. You're alone. You're not distracted. Go for it, sis. Your roommate isn't there. Your parents aren't there. Your sibling, your partner, whatever it is. Catching up on some sleep, going to bed early, sleeping in late. Who cares? You're alone. Maybe you have responsibilities and things to do in the morning, but you know what I mean? Like you can go to bed earlier then. Bottom line, really taking care of myself helped me spend time alone. That's really sad when I think back, like, was I not taking care of myself in like high school and college? Like maybe in little ways here and there, but like really no. When I look back at college, if any of you were following me in that time, I had strep throat like every other month. I was always traveling because I had constant FOMO of missing out, and probably to do with that, I couldn't be alone. And I was binge drinking quite often. And like really when I reflect, like it's not until right in this moment that I'm realizing that. Like I don't regret any of it because I had such a fun college experience, but was health my number one priority? No. And self-care? No. Like I wasn't good with any of that stuff at all. So I guess going into adulthood, focusing on that has really changed everything. So again, sorry if this is a shorter episode, like I warned earlier. I hope this helped if any of you have similar struggles. I also wanted to mention earlier, but I guess it's coming up here at the end now, the idea of lucky girl syndrome. If you guys have been on TikTok, if you've been seeing this go around, it's like such a trend right now. And I feel like it goes along with this idea of independence, like a little bit, maybe it's like a little bit related. Also, sorry if you hear Brody chewing on his bone right now over there. That's kind of loud, at least for me it is, and annoying. Hopefully it's not too loud and annoying for you. But I was going to say the What We Said podcast. You guys know I love listening to their podcast, following them. I think posted a newer episode about Lucky Girl Syndrome, but I actually feel like two or three other podcasts I follow and listen to were also had an episode talking about that. I feel like I'm the most qualified to talk about it. I'm like, what are they doing talking about it? Like, I should be talking. No, but I don't know if I'll do like a whole episode dedicated to it, unless it's something you guys would want. But I feel like everyone else is already talking about it, so you can just go listen to that. But I didn't even listen to theirs, so I don't really know what they have to say about it. I'm sure they're just like explaining it and maybe talking about it like in their own lives and context and what have you. But what I will say is that, like, basically, I was thinking that this could help in spending time alone if that's something that you struggle with. Like, the basic idea of it is that everything is working in your favor. And if you think of it in that way, like, if everything is working out how it's supposed to, if you struggle with being alone, you could think in that moment, like, in this moment, I am meant to be alone. Maybe that's like a stretch. Maybe I'm like applying it too much. But you know what I mean? Like, I'm okay in this moment because everything is working out for me how it's supposed to in my favor. So if this is how I'm supposed to be right now, it's all going to be okay. If I'm feeling like lonely, it's only because I'm in the valley, but the peak is coming soon if it happens to deal with like socializing and friends and stuff like that. But if you're me, it's like literally just doing things on my own. So I think that can kind of put my mind at peace. But yeah, to elaborate more, it's that like good things are constantly coming your way with ease without you like really trying. It's just like you're lucky and like good things happen to you and come your way. And like I've always had this mindset my whole life. Maybe it's a little bit unrealistic or a little naive. I think I'm not thinking of the exact word I'm trying to think of, like a little crazy of me to always believe that way. But like, I've always had that belief in the back of my head, like everything has a way of working itself out. And I think it's because my dad would always say that growing up, if I would like be worrying about something, he would be like, relax, everything always has a way of working itself out. And so I've interpreted that my whole life is like, everything works out for me. It's always going to work out. If I'm really stressed about this book project in elementary school, it's going to work out. If I'm really stressed about my final coming up, it's all going to work out. Like, I was going to say, I will pass this class. I guess you can fail. But like, usually things have a way of working themselves out. And I've just always had that belief. I've also seen other TikToks about this. Like, I saw one of a guy explaining it. And he was like, all of these videos, this lucky girl syndrome trend going around, he's like, it's so true. Because if you notice one thing about all these women speaking about this, how it's changed their life, blah, blah, blah. He's like, this whole mindset is really being unbothered. And it's not comparing yourself to anyone else's timeline, because everything is working out for you just how it's supposed to. And it's like focusing on yourself and just knowing that truly everything works out. And I know I keep saying like everything works out, but like, I've just like lived my whole life that way. And I feel like I look back and like everything I've ever wanted has kind of come true because I naively just like, maybe it's like, oh my gosh, this is going to kill me that I can't think of it. Oh, this is the word. Delusional. That's what I'm trying to think. It's almost to the point of me being delusional, right? Like delusionally believing everything works out for me. All my dreams are going to come true. I can hit all my goals. But it's like, that's like the part of manifesting that I've seen videos about that people are like, actually, what's so crucial? And people are like, yeah, like I try to manifest, but it doesn't work out. And I don't think it can work out. And so it doesn't. And they're like, that's the point right there. Like, you have to believe yourself. Like, that's half the battle. Like, when I write down goals, I truly believe that I will hit them by the end of the year. Like, I will grow my TikTok following. I will, you know, like, I know it's going to happen. And so it does. And I feel like I've lived my whole life that way. I guess this is separate from independence, but I feel like it's allowed me to live the life I want to live. And I think I was talking about it on my TikTok where I think back 10 years ago when I was 15, if I would dream of myself in 10 years, like at 25, I probably, you know, when you're little, or I guess I'm 15, I'm not little, but you're kind of delusional in the sense of like time and like adulthood. And especially these days, like who can even afford a house? But like when I was 15, I'm sure I was like, I will have 3 kids and whatever. But aside from that, I was probably like, I have a partner that I love so much. We love each other. They're my best friend. We do so many things together. We're both so driven. I have this like fluffy, cute dog that I love so much. I have a really cozy, comfy home. I do this job that I love. I, you know, don't struggle financially. I have amazing friends and family. And like all of that has come true because I think I've always just believed that for myself. So to apply this back to my episode, that's just like a little side tangent, but just try that mindset. Like, I think I saw a video of a girl being like, why not try being like delusional? See if that works out for you. Why not? Why not be like delusionally optimistic? Like, that's really how I've been my whole life, is extremely optimistic to the point that people are like, are you okay? But I just choose to live my life that way. I think it's like a lot lighter of a way to go through life and a lot more joyful. And maybe it's delusional, but I think that's what keeps me such a happy person. And again, applying this back to the whole idea of independence, I had to believe, this is also part of like step one, I had to believe that I could spend time alone and that I could be independent. And I'm thinking this whole time that I've talked about independence, I never once talked about how, because I feel like my friends and family would be like, what, Gretchen, what are you talking about? Like, you are independent. Because I feel like people would look at me and be like, you're so independent, I guess, in the nature of my work, right? Like, I've always been very like independently driven by myself and my motivations from age 14 when I first watched YouTube videos. And I was like, I want to do that. And I independently taught myself how to edit, started filming, just did it for fun, did it for me. I taught myself how to run a business literally at like 15 before it was even, now everyone's an influencer and it's a whole thing, right? Before it wasn't. And so I've always been really independent that way. I've always, I mean, since I was like 18, been completely financially independent. So I think friends and family members would look at me and be like, what are you talking about? You struggle with independence. Like, you are so independent. And so it's interesting that I never brought that up, because I think that's also a big part of independence. If you feel like you struggle with independence, maybe a part of that is financial independence. Because, I mean, I can only imagine, like, that definitely has allowed me, like, that's such a privilege that I was able to be financially independent at such a young age. Because if I had not been financially independent, on top of me struggling with, like, personal independence, that would have been even harder to go do things on my own, try to like push myself out of my comfort zone, right? If I was trying to like live in a city and go to coffee shops and grocery stores and stuff, it's like, what if I don't even have money for that, you know? So it's like, I guess that allowed me, I should acknowledge that, to work on my personal independence a little bit more. But I also think made me realize, like, Gretchen, you are independent in some areas of your life. You just got to like push yourself a little bit and believe that you can do it. You can spend time alone. You will get there. You are more mature now. You're older. You don't need to tether yourself to the people around you and be insecure and attached and fear of it. Also interesting, I was thinking about independence before this episode. I'm like, this is gonna be a short one. Now I'm like chatting away. But I was thinking about how I think some people can struggle with it if you are like anxiously attached to those around you and you really fear abandonment. Maybe that's a part of why some of you struggle with independence. And I don't think it was ever that with me. Maybe like at a really deep level, like me and my twin sister have always been so bonded. So us being apart is like, I'm not okay without her. Like, I don't want us to abandon each other in any way, because like she literally feels like my other half. Like, I feel like at a really like basic level, like we shared the womb, like we like have lived all of life together. So even like being in a different city than her right now doesn't feel right. Like, whenever we're together, we're like, yeah, this feels right, because we lived our whole life together. So anyway, for me, I don't think it was like fear of abandonment. It's just everything I said, like I needed to do work on myself. It's like being around people 24/7 sort of hindered my self growth and being honest with myself on how I was doing, growing in all sorts of ways. Like I said, self-talk, just all the little things, literally taking care of myself, being an adult. So yeah, I just had to jump face first. I don't know the word. I had to dive right in on being uncomfortable, doing all the things, like I said. But yeah, I truly had to believe that I could do it. And I did. It just took time. And now I'm good doing my own thing. And again, if I ever feel lonely, I'm like, Gretchen, either FaceTime your sister, or there's always a million things that you can find to do. Like, that's my personality tip. Like, I don't sit down, because I can always find something to do around my apartment. I can always find something to clean, an email to answer, something to organize, something to get back to, something to research, something to look up, this video I wanted to watch. Like, there's never ever any content that I stress out that I'm not getting to that I want to see. So it's like, I always have something to do. And so I need to just like do that if I'm feeling like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Like, I'm sad, I'm alone. Like, no, I'm not. I have things to do. So maybe that can help too. But now I'm chit-chatting at the end here. But I love you guys so, so much. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope it helped. And I'll catch you in my next episode. Bye.